welcome to a new edition of the Henry Norman Show on WRMI 9955 kHz. My name is Henry Norman and I hope you enjoy the following issue. If you want an EQSL, send me a reception report to henrynormanshow@gmail.com. If you like the show, you run a radio station in the United States and think I would be a good fit for you as a presenter, write me an email. I would be happy about a collaboration. Today we start with Vern Gostin. Vern Gostin gained his first musical experiences in his family environment as a member of the Gostin Family Gospel Radio Show, which was broadcast almost daily in the early 50s. In 1961, he moved to California with his brother Rex, where they played bluegrass music with Don Palmley as the Golden State Boys. A little later, Chris Hillman joined the group, changed the name to the Hillmen. Chris Hillman joined the then little-known Byrds as bassist in 1964. His country style would have a significant influence of the West Coast band in the following years. Gostin declined an offer from the Byrds, preferring to continue with his brother Rex as the Gostin Brothers. In the mid-70s, he made a career as a solo singer and had hits like the one we are hearing now, For a Minute There.
I thought that you and I were forever, until tonight I never felt alone, and though you never mentioned you were going, I felt a chill go running through my bones, across the room in silent conversation, I heard every word didn't say. Let's go to sleep pretend this never happened. Tomorrow you won't feel so far away.
Born in the rich music bed of East Tennessee, Wyatt Ellis has quickly become one of the most watched young musicians in bluegrass music. A devotee of Bill Monroe, Ellis has been mentored by many iconic bluegrass musicians, including Sierra Hull, Bobby Osborne, Mike Compton, and many more. Now he had memories of you.
Memories of you, sweetheart, still haunt me, you know. Every time I hear your name, I almost cry. But there's just one thing that I want you to know. I'll love you till the day.
Richard Lynch, who was born in Lebanon, Ohio, and raised on a 100-century-acre farm that his family operated. From his father Woody Lynch, an established local musician, Richard inherited their love for country music and lifestyle. At the age of 13, Richard picked up the guitar and learned to play. By the age of 15, he got his first gig at a wedding reception. At the age of 18, he organized his own band, the Renegade Band, later renamed the Richard Lynch Band, and has been successfully recording and touring ever since. Since many years, he has success as solo artist too. Today, we hear Some Days Are Better Than Others.
At the donut shop, I see them most every morning, smiling and laughing and wanting to talk to anyone who would listen. A hot cup of coffee and a big old grin, a lifetime of stories between two old friends. Another new morning they were enjoying. They say every day is a good day, but some days are better than others. God let me wake up this morning and get out from under the covers. I'm still breathing, and brother, believe me, how I miss my children's mother. Some days are better than others. Ellis and Ernie, childhood friends, now they're flirting with 90. They said laugh about the good old days and all the miles they racked up behind them. They don't talk about the days gone by, tears, sadness, or sorrow. They're gonna say their favorite day is right now and maybe tomorrow. They say up this morning and climb out from under the covers. I'm still breathing, there must be a reason, and I can't help but wonder. Oh, every day is a good day, some days are better than. Some days are better than others.
Dee Clark was born in Monahan, Texas. His family moved to Rockport in Texas in 1954. After he graduated from high school in 1960, he spent almost a decade living in Houston as part of the folk music revival in the city. His wife, Susanna Telly Clark, and he eventually settled in Nashville, where he helped create the Americana genre. Many artists, for example, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, or Johnny Cash, covered songs from him. Now we hear the master himself with "What Do You Think You Are?"
Thank you.
about having too much fun. Woo! They tell you that it can't be done. But I'm feeling real good. Honey, I never have felt greater. Don't believe you can put too much gravy on tomatoes. She said, who do you think that you are to be jiving me like that, honey? Who do you think that you are? Who do you think that you are? Who do you think that you are?
I said,
who do you think that you? Who do you think that you? Who do you think that you are?
From the age of three, Amelia Rose was always awed by the violin, and at age seven, her parents began taking her to a classic violin instructor for Suzuki method lesson once a week. With 12, she began joining country legend Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band as one of the lead singers and fiddle player. From there, her violin playing has taken her as far as earning second place in the California Fiddle State Championships, second at the Western Open Fiddle Championships, and opening act for Merle Haggard and guest appearance with Loyal Levitt and Riders in the Sky. We hear now her song Bad Magician.
Magical words as if it were not. I wish I had a way to see what's up your sleeve, to know if you're for real or are you make believe. Genie, I'm a wizard, I'ma show you how it's done. Little hocus, little pocus, got you under
Dolly Parton once noted famously that there were just three real female singers around: Barbara Streisand, Linda Ronstadt and Connie Smith. The rest of us, she said, are only pretending. It's less well known that when Mrs. Smith was introduced to Keith Richards, he grabbed fellow Connie Smith fan Ron Wood and brought him up to meet her, too, exclaiming, "She's the real deal. We hear now Connie Smith, you and me."
I don't care who's right or wrong. As our bridges slowly burn, till we turned into nothing, you and me. I thought we'd be together for a lifetime, but that's not how it all turned out to be. Our forever didn't last, and we're now of you and me. I'm in a world that's cold and dark, but it's a place to hide my heart, forsaken in a sea of broken dreams. I keep wondering about you. That's what lonely makes you do, when old memories come around of you and me. Oh, I thought we'd be together for a lifetime, but that's not how it all turned out to be. Our forever didn't last,
was born in Lewis County, Kentucky. His father was a farmer and operated a small grocery store in the little town of Concord. There was a jukebox in the store, and young Bobby would sing along with Hank Williams records on the jukebox and listen to country music on his mother's Senate radio. She took him to a local talent contest at the age of 4, and when he won first prize in singing "You're Cheating Heart," the path of Bobby McKay's life was set to country music from that moment on. His song called now, "Poor Pear, Poor Girl."
Poor Pearl, poor girl, lay dead upon the ground. Poor Pearl, poor girl, her head was never found. Scott Jackson had a pregnant girlfriend, Pearl Bryan was her name. He and Alonzo Walling met her at the train. That night a plot unfolded, poor Pearl lost her life. Scott and Alonzo both hung for that crime. Poor Pearl, poor girl, lay dead upon the ground. Poor Pearl, poor girl, her head was never found. They each blamed the other and swore they would come back. Now they haunt a nightclub in Wilder by the railroad track. It's been more than a century since they took her life away, but the legend of Pearl Bryan is still talked about today. Poor Pearl, poor girl, lay dead upon the ground. Poor it was never found. Poor Pearl, poor girl, her head was never found.
It's again from here. That was a new edition of the Henry Norman Show. If you would like an EQSL, send me a reception report to henrynormanshow@gmail.com. If you run a radio station in the United States, you like my show and think I would be a good fit for your team as a presenter, send me an email to this address. I am looking forward to it. Until next time, all the best. Your Henry Norman bids you bye-bye for today.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.